This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The following is paid for by PA Hypnosis. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, he is back. Dan Vichoff is here, the PA Hypnosis Center. I'm going to give you the number early and often, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. Dan, Happy New Year. A couple of weeks into the new year, and some people have already ditched that weight loss program or trying to quit smoking or drinking less. I mean, you just don't survive if you don't stay positive and keep focused and stay in the game. And that's what you help people do every day. But let me just tell you how much you are always on my mind. And I get excited when it gets that time to have you on the air. And, of course, the weight loss, the confidence, all of the things that you motivated me and others with just by simply being a part of my life. So I'm coming out in what was a, well, very sparse parking lot earlier today. And when I came out, there were a lot of cars. And all of a sudden I went, now, where did I park that car? So I reached into my pocket, got out my key fob, and beep, did that, and I found my car. And I thought, you know, I wonder if Dan, because I'm a stickler about being focused. I like to get things right. When something needs to get done, I don't put it off. I schedule it. I always get back to people. I just have to have the T's crossed and the I's dotted. Can you just help people who just want a little bit more mental clarity going through life? What about that?
Absolutely. And what happens is, you know, whenever we have anxiety, which basically is the constant tension that's built up inside of us, when we have that and it doesn't go away, our brain becomes preoccupied with, you know, what's causing this, what happens if it never goes away, and, you know, and so, so we tend to forget things, and we tend to, like, we know exactly, you know, something that, you know, we heard, you know, 5 minutes ago or yesterday or whatever, and then they, you know, and then we forget it because we're typically overstressed. But, you know, I have specific programs for, you know, for anxiety to bring down that. But I also do, you know, programs for people to stay focused and on task and motivated to keep on going. You know, I work with a lot of high performers, Olympic athletes, professional athletes, and, you know, and some very high level, business people, or you know, or salespeople in general, to just stay focused and stay confident. But a lot of that, you know, if something drops out of your memory, a lot of it has to do with, you know, the idea that we're stressed. So we, you know, we can work on, you know, memory and recall and all those types of things.
Let him give you a helping hand. He's Dan Bischoff, of course, PA Hypnosis Center. Let's begin with that dreaded habit of smoking. People have said nicotine, and there are people that are clinical people. I'm talking people who are on a much higher pay grade than me and have the diplomas to prove it. But nicotine is as addictive as heroin is. And, you know, I've started to notice more and more of my friends who I've known for 10, 20, 30 years who are still smoking. And instead of an occasional cigarette out, if we were enjoying the night out and a few adult beverages, I see them basically picking up laundry, mowing the grass, scraping the snow off of a car. And that one common denominator is that cigarette is burning in their hand. This is a tough habit to break, is it not?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, when my clients come here, I've got over 3,000 people off cigarettes in the last almost 19 years. And when we do it, we make it easy. And what I mean by that is that I patent the system. You know, everybody that smokes a cigarette knows, hey, this, you know, this stinks, it's no good, it's going to kill me, it could cause, you know, all these things, emphysema, COPD, lung cancer, you know, all these things. But the knowing part of the brain doesn't control the impulse part of the brain, which is what causes people to reach for cigarettes. And so what we do, I think you and I went over this before, we have, you know, if we, the part of our brain that is the impulse part of the brain is not meant to be influenced or communicated with, because it's counterintuitive to think that the part of the brain that is causing us to reach for a cigarette is the same part of the brain that could be killing us. But what happens is there's three levels where this part of your brain will take over. It's for self-preservation. So there's death, safety, and comfort. We used to think the only thing it did was the fight or flight, but we know now there's three levels. So when we hold our breath before we go into the water, if we try to stop that, it'll physically overpower us and make us hold our breath. And we don't care because it keeps us alive. And then the second level is safety. Look both ways when you cross the street. Try to stop it. It's going to make you look. Where a smoker comes in is the third one. Comfort. So my hand gets close to the fire, Rob, before I can think, meaning like think it through, it jerks back. And that's comfort, right? Because the fire is. But for a smoker, walking outside and lighting up a cigarette or just grabbing it is some form of comfort. You know, for a non-smoker, it's hard to imagine. So what happens is now that it's in that other part of the brain, and the thinking part of the brain, the cognitive processing part of the brain says, "Hey, look, you know this is killing you. Just don't do it." Well, that message doesn't get over there, and it just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing, and it wears people down, and they get uncomfortable, and then they finally light up, and there's this ongoing cycle. So what we do is a series of sessions to reprogram that part of the brain, and I like to do it in a process. So when someone comes in for their consultation, because everybody's different. I had a lady in today who's a closet smoker. She, you know, she just, you know, only smoked on certain occasions. So when my clients come in, I do this free consultation, and we talk about, and, you know, they see, you know, 4,000 cigarette lighters and all this other stuff. But, you know, we sit down face-to-face, and I do this with every client. You know, we talk about it. Do you smoke with your coffee in the morning? Do you smoke when you're bored? Smoke when you're stressed? Smoke when you get in the car? Smoke if you have a beer? Smoke after you have dinner? Smoke if the phone rings? Blah, 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 blah. And then, based on what they're about, we do three sessions and two follow-ups. So the first session is designed for them to start cutting back without getting anxious, irritable, cranky, or overeating. That's really, really important. And the second session is designed for them to quit smoking, you know, and you bring all your cigarettes and lighters. We have a 98% success guarantee that we put in writing. And then we do a third session, 30 days later, just to make sure, you know, our clients are comfortably adjusted to and comfortable completely as a non-smoker. And then I do two additional sessions, you know, about 60 to 90 days. Some people never come back for these other sessions, you know, and it really doesn't matter. But I tell all of my folks, look, if it's 2 years down the road or a year and a half or whatever it is, and you start to have a twinge, or if you happen to smoke, you come back in, and at no charge, I'll get you off those cigarettes. And we put that in writing. Now, I mean, we have a 98% success guarantee, so the chances of that are slow or small, but, you know, we still, you know, I leave the door open for my clients, you know, to come back in.
Absolutely love what he does, and he can make you get rid of that habit forever. The success rate, it's a fact. Call 724-934-8446. You want to call and leave your name tonight, a number? You can do it. Again, 724-934-8446. Dan Bischoff, PA Hypnosis Center. We're just underway. The first show of the new year on KDKA. Stay with us.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with one of my favorite people, Dan Bischoff. I see it firsthand all the time. As I look at myself in the mirror, this man can make the impossible become the possible. Of course, PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. You know, we both have lost people from lung cancer, and I just want to spend a couple more moments on how this really is a matter of life and death. And, you know, people are always worried about added expense and this and that, so I did a little calculating as far as you coming on the show tonight. And I had a brief period in my life where I would have an occasional cigarette, but that was one of the very few addictions that I've had in my life. Food was obviously one, and thanks to you, a lot of that has since gone away. But let me just say, do people realize what a carton of cigarettes costs today? And depending on how much you're smoking, that this is multi-thousands of dollars through a 10-year or a 15-year or a 20-year period. You could buy and sell your house probably two or three times over. Do you think people, because they're doing it every day, actually realize how much money they're spending on cigarettes, Dan?
You know, I know they do, but at some point, it doesn't really matter. It's not because because the person is not intelligent. It's just that the discomfort of not having cigarettes there for them, you know, all day and all night is overridden by the cost. I can tell you that, you know, if you're smoking a pack a day, you're probably close to $4,500 to $5,000 a year.
Oh.
Okay. Now, here's the kicker. You would say, well, you know, basic math would tell you that's $50,000 in 10 years, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. That price is going to go up, if not double, in the next 10 years. Okay? So you're not looking at $50,000 in 10 years. You're looking at $80,000, $90,000 in 10 years. Right? But there's something that's very, very common. Cigarette smokers always find a way to buy cigarettes, and it becomes a priority, not because they don't know it's not it's unhealthy. It's because it's such a discomfort not having them. You know, it's literally like, you know, people depend on it. And in the act of smoking and just lighting up a cigarette and knowing that you can do that gives people so much comfort. It's hard to imagine. You know, I talk to people who, you know, I've helped a lot of people get off of, you know, tobacco, you know, like chew to, you know, or snuff. And they say, you know, I would never, ever smoke a cigarette. But to them, you know, getting that little, having it in their lip is a sense of comfort. And, so the cost is, you know, it's astronomical what, you know, what it is, but it's just that, you know, people find a way, you know, to buy cigarettes. And
but what do you think it is? And I mean, I know your ability and I know your professionalism and I know your passion, but I've talked to so many people who they've just quit smoking after a two-pack-a-day habit for decades. What do you think it is about you? I mean, what's the secret, or can you even put your finger on it?
Is we patent the system that gets to the part of the brain that we just don't control. So in Olympic sports, it's not about can you perform, because, you know, let's just say there's I don't know, 300 million people in the United States, give or take a few hundred million, only 500 people in the whole United States make the Olympic team. And then they have to go and compete against, you know, billions and billions of people. So, you know, I have a three-time Olympic gold medalist, and I have other gold medalists and bronze and silver and so on and so forth. And but everybody that gets to that level is literally just a hair away from each other in ability. So on any given day, they can be perfect. But it's when the pressure's on that who's going to be able to perform that day. And it's because the part of the brain that we don't control, the amygdala, could jump in and cause this reaction. And then the next thing you know, we all saw Simone Biles and so, you know, and all these other things. And so once that thing takes over, we're not supposed to control it. And so what happens is it's the same part of the brain that gives us a comfort that reaches for a cigarette. Because remember, it was the three levels were death, safety, and comfort. And so what it is we're able to get that part of the brain to stop doing that, and that's how we are able to help people, you know, comfortably get off of cigarettes and stay off. The goal isn't to quit smoking. The goal is to never, ever smoke again.
Absolutely.
The goal isn't to lose weight. It's to keep it off. Because everybody that comes to me, you know, to my office, you know, I mean, you know, this diet, that diet, you know, the shots, the pills, the patches, the, you know, the beach body, you know, all these things, right? And gastric bypass, you know, and a lady had a gastric bypass, you know, she tried everything in her whole life, finally had the gastric bypass, lost 100 pounds, put it all back on, you know, and it's not because the size of the stomach, it's because the part of the brain, you know, that we don't control says, hey, food is comfort. And if a little bit makes me feel good, a lot makes me feel better. And carrots aren't the comfort. It's typically people would have, you know, things that they're go-to, cookies, cake, candy, chocolate, ice cream, brownies, donuts, pastries, potato chips, you know, carbs, what, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, it has nothing to do with, do we know what it is that, you know, is good for us or right for us. It's that part of the brain. And this is the big, big, big struggle with cigarette smokers.
All right, listen, what we're going to do is take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about weight loss and keeping it off and how being around this guy has actually helped me negotiate the grocery store. Because at one time, it was all in. It was that binge buying. I'd see it, and if I didn't think I wanted it, my kids wanted it. And if they didn't eat it, guess who did eat it? This guy can help you get focused like you can't believe, that can help you get your life back, feel good about who you are, have the confidence that you need every day. And when you look in the mirror when it comes to weight, you'll actually be smiling. He's Dan Bischoff. He is from the PA Hypnosis Center. Here is his number, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. You can call that number now and take control of your life. Quit smoking and never smoke again. Lose weight and keep the weight off forever. 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. PA Hypnosis Center, Dan Bischoff. We'll be back.
The following is paid for by PA Hypnosis.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Dan Bischoff is here. PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. So let's talk about what sets you apart when it comes to all forms of these addictions, especially when it comes to overeating and food. Talked about getting better focus, going into a store, having a list, getting what I need and get out, trying to maintain the healthy aspect of from that produce section to the dairy aisle. How can you not only help people keep that weight off, but actually learn to eat healthy again? And it's much more than just portion control, Dan.
Yes, absolutely, and I like your the way you put it, to navigate the grocery store. You know, I remember you told me about how wonderful Coon's Market is, and I found one down here in close to me in Ingomar, and it's so nice to go in there. It's just it's almost like going back in time, where everybody's so friendly, and it's such a nice store and clean, and everybody, it's almost like everybody knows your name there. But the, you know, whenever we, my clients go through my sessions, we talk about, I sit down and we, you know, we talk about, you know, what do you have for breakfast? What do you have for lunch? You know, what do you have for dinner? You know, do you struggle with cookies, cake, candy, you know, chocolate, ice cream, brownies, chips, nuts, popcorn, you know, French fries, carbs. And then, you know, as we're doing the sessions, you know, we might do a whole session on chocolate, but we're not just changing their, the way that they navigate chocolate. It's just that the goal is for them to be able to have some, but be in control. And so there's a category of, you know, if you and I are in an event and, you know, there people, you know, come around and you like, you know, you guys like carrots, and we say, yeah, we like, so we have some, put some carrots in front, and we say, yeah, we like them. And then they come back and we stop eating. They say, well, we thought you liked them. We say, we do. We just don't want any more. So that category of I like carrots is different than someone who struggles with, you know, donuts or pastries. When they're there in front of them, they're going to be gone. So what we would do is we would change, you know, the reaction or the taste of the chocolate or whatever it would be, whatever, you know, each food, so that they can control it. And then we would increase the desire and you know, to eat more vegetables and protein and leaner this and leaner that, and those kind of things. So it's a natural thing. If you have the desire for, you know, the healthier foods more than you did when you came to me, then of course that's going to be what you're gravitating towards when you're when you're negotiating the grocery store, as opposed to a lot of people just go, you know, and this is not a criticism, you know, right to, you know, get what you need. And then they, you know, there has to be cookies or cake or candy or whatever. So we personalize, you know, our sessions so that, I mean, somebody, you know, could come in and just say, you know, I don't really struggle with, you know, sweets that much. I might just have my ice cream. But now when we talk about, you know, potato chips and French fries and savory foods and those kind of things, you know, and breads, and, you know, I can't stop myself. So, you know, for that person, you know, we would, again, work on getting those cravings to go away so that it's more of a decision as opposed to an overwhelming craving, and then increase the desire, you know, for the healthier foods, because the goal of not eating is never the goal. The goal is to be able to be in control and have what you want. Gradually, you know, take the weight off and keep it off. That's the big thing. It's keep it off, because I've seen this for, you know, going on 19 years. You know, everybody that comes in has lost weight hundreds and hundreds of pounds over again. But what we want to do is to change that part of the brain so that they can not just lose the weight, but keep it off and live a long, healthy life. And as you know, we were talking about cigarettes earlier, you know, there's more people that die of diabetes and, issues with being overweight than cigarettes, you know, which is, you know, a lot of people don't know that, but cigarettes are kind of like the evil enemy. But either one can get you. You know, and throw in the stress along with overeating. And I had a guy in my office last night. He has, you know, he's two successful businesses, and, you know, and he stress eats, and he's in his 50s. And he said, I realize, you know, I'm a candidate for, and he wasn't, you know, severely, you know, like extremely overweight, but he was. And he said, I realized that, you know, between the stress of my businesses and my family, which is all good stress, because he's successful, and then the fact that he can't stop eating, he's a candidate for, you know, heart attack or a stroke, and, you know, he's only in his 50s. So, you know, when we do the sessions, we incorporate all that, all those aspects into it, so that the client can go through the sessions, gradually get control of things, and then stay in control. That's the whole ticket there. And I do the same thing with, you know, my weight loss clients. You know, after they go through the program, you know, I'll have them come back, you know, 90 days. Not because I think they're going to fail or struggle at all. It's just if they, you know, just to kind of keep it in, you know, some people don't, but, you know, we leave the door open. If, you know, if it's a year later, for whatever reason, someone struggles, they can come back, and we put that in writing on a guarantee. There's, you know, there's no charge to do it. Most people don't have to, you know, but that's what we do.
You know what amazes me, though, I don't know if it's because of the confidence that you bring, the same stuff that you have done with gold medal Olympic athletes, but people have more confidence and control over food. In other words, they can be around it, but they don't have the need to want to eat it.
That's
so
it.
It's the total package.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And the goal is to be able to look at it and have some if you want, or walk away. That's the ultimate control. Because if anybody tries, and I mean, our smoking program is all or nothing. Okay, we didn't, at 1 month old, we didn't have a cigarette in our mouth, you know. But at 1 month old, you know, we were being fed. And think about this. Every time, you know, we felt uncomfortable, whether we were stressed or bored or poopy pants or whatever, as babies, we start crying, you know, our anxiety level goes up, you know, and our faces turn red and our heads turn red, and then someone picks us up, they calm us down, and they give us food, breast, bottle, pacifier. That's built in all the way back from the time, you know, of the first days of our lives. So, the idea of I'll never have a piece of chocolate, you know, it's unheard of. The goal is to be able to have some chocolate and be in control of it.
That is the goal. And you have to be, mindset has to be, I'm going to have to face this stuff sooner or later. I'm going to be around people that smoke, going to be around people that drink, going to be around food that I really can't eat. And this is what he does. He gets you back on square, solid ground. So that foundation becomes even more stronger as you move through life. And you're able to face all of these things that at one time you would go around the block just to stay away from that extra piece of pie or maybe that carton of cigarettes or that extra beer. So I'm just saying, you really have nothing to lose but these issues that have continued to drag you down. And when you start adding up the time, the energy, and the loss of really a good, healthy life, you will be amazed how quickly he'll get you turned around and get you on that solid foundation. PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446. Call that number tonight. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you. And I promise you, it'll be the best phone call you ever make. 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. Having courage and confidence and living in the world with some very scary headlines. He can help you with that, too. And we're going to talk about mindset and what he can do to help you raise the bar and turn you into that gold medal human being. Stay with us. It's Dan Bischoff, the PA Hypnosis Center. Again, that number, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446.
These are the people that make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, final segment with Dan Bischoff, PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446, 724-934-8446. So look, being that I'm in this industry that talks headlines of the day every day, I even get a little frightened once in a while as far as what is on the outside, or maybe even on the outside looking in. How do you help people stop worrying? And look, I know you're not a clinical psychiatrist, but I gotta believe that you can help people with confidence that begins that path during down that road of sobriety, not talking about an addiction such as drugs or cigarettes or overeating or alcohol, but being addicted to fear and puts them on a path of getting beyond being depressed because of what's happening in the world and giving them that flight or fright situation that they have to deal with every day. So what can you do for people that just worry way too much, Dan?
Well, you know, it's interesting that I've been talking about this for years and years, and finally the Surgeon General has come out and said that social media is a danger to our society. And I'm not just talking about TikTok, you know, or ban, and it literally is. And if you watch even, you know, our great guys and girls on local radio, there's always a shooting, a fire, you know, a car accident, you know, somebody's animals getting abused. There's just all this, and it's constant. You know, it's their job, you know, but if you look at the national news every minute, you're sitting there and you're in your home and you're getting bombarded with all this stuff. And then, you know, you get tense, and it causes that excitement, but not a happy excitement. And so sometimes, you know, it's like the car accident along the road. You're not supposed to look. No matter how hard you try, you end up, and this is a lot what happens. And then it creates negativity and hopelessness and worry, and we start worrying about everything. And so then that creates what we call tension or anxiety. So that's something that we work on. That's one of the specialties. You know, I do the same program for anxiety, you know, with my clients here that I do with the Olympic team. And then when we are anxious, you know, alcohol is not bad. It's legal, it's effective, it's measurable, and it's benign. You're not going to wake up, you know, hallucinating because you use some kind of, you know, drug. So a lot of times, you know, the stress of, you know, the days and so on and so forth turns into, you know, drinking too much alcohol just to get themselves calmed down. But I'll tell you, it's just everywhere. Negative news is everywhere, you know, between the economy and the different skirmishes that are going on and people getting shot daily here in Pittsburgh. It's, you know, it's out of control, and it just puts people on edge. And what happens is that part of the brain we've been talking about the whole show, the amygdala, becomes hyper-aware. So every little thing that could go wrong, you know, when we think about, then we get that tension. And then, you know, when the cognitive part of the brain says, it's okay, nothing's wrong right now, so just stop worrying about that, and you won't have that anxiety or that tension, the two don't communicate. And so it becomes a struggle where, you know, people develop, you know, a fear of, you know, sometimes just about anything that could possibly go wrong. And even though we know statistically in our logical sense that it's probably not going to happen, you know, 99.9999% chance this is not going to happen, but, you know, we become, like you said, you know, addicted to the whatever it is. You see it all the time where, I mean, I have people that come in and they bring their younger, you know, children, you know, and sometimes in their teens, because they're literally addicted to the phone. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing to have the phone, but they, you know, they report to me, I feel tension inside of me when I have to put this thing down. I have tension inside of me, and this is real. And so we do, you know, we do programs, you know, for people who, you know, just fear everything and have anxiety about, you know, the phone or social media. And, you know, there's a thing, oh, Lord, I forgot the thing. It's called FOMO, you know, and it's fear of missing out. So, you know, if they get off of their Facebook page or their Twitter or, I mean, their Instagram or whatever, you know, or if they're not included by their friends, they feel alienated and you know, and I've had clients that come in literally for that. You know, so, and on, you know, on a positive note, this anxiety that happens, you know, a lot of folks come in, you know, for, you know, test taking anxiety or public speaking anxiety, and or, you know, we have a, you know, when you mentioned the gold medal, we call it the gold medal mind or the millionaire mind, where, you know, people who want to accomplish things in business, where we're able to help them with that as well.
Well, this is what you do every day, and I highly recommend you. And as we say goodnight, you should start dialing this number now. 724-934-8446. 724-934-8446. Dan Bischoff, the PA Hypnosis Center. Dan, we'll do it again, okay?
I look forward to it, buddy.
Very good.
Have a great night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. There he goes, Dan Bischoff, PA Hypnosis Center, 724-934-8446.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.